As some of you know, I teach a course for the Christopher Wren Society, a couple of them, in my kind of talking about my own interest in the transitions of culture and being aware that as the culture transitions, at the same time, religion that is so much a part of the culture is also in process. And so much of what we're seeing expressed in the world in terms of terror and fear and so much of it is based in some kind of a religious phenomena. People are acting out of some kind of understanding of the fact that they're right and everybody else is wrong. And so the struggle continues. At the same time, there's a movement that's going on, and we feel that at some level. We can feel that something really fascinating is going, but we don't quite know what to say about it. We don't quite know how to word it. We come to places like this hoping to hear a word that will just maybe allow a door to open for a little while, and we can see that light that is a part of our hope and a part of our reality. Anytime I think about writing a sermon or talking about something like this, I'm aware that I'm kind of making a stew out of many, many ingredients. The stew begins with leftovers, you know, my life, my education, all the experiences that I've had, that I've worked with. And so much of it is useless to me. But if it's useful, I bring it into this moment. And at the same time, I want to allow light to shine through my life, through whatever it is that's going on right now. And just let that be for you and for me. Because as I am working with this material, I'm learning at the same time that you are. I can't write a sermon anymore. I can't sit down and work it in a linear fashion. Because as soon as I do it, it just disappears. I went back in my salad days, as I like to think. I'd write sermons, and I'd get up at 7:30 in the morning and give it at Bruton Parish, and by 9:15 it was stale. And I was thinking to myself, you know, what's going on? And that was the first moment when I began to realize that something deep within all of us is embracing us and pulling us forward. And that at each moment of our being embraced and pulled forward into an unknown future, we have to leave some things behind. But how do we do that? That's the most difficult thing we have in terms of our spiritual life. I don't believe that we have spiritual literacy. That's my own little concoction. I have a lot of religious literacy. You know, I've read history, I've read scripture, I've spent time with that. And I know what other people have believed. But I'm not sure that in this moment I can be very sure of what I believe, what I know to be true any longer, because things are changing so rapidly in our world. And at the same time, we're being pulled forward into this vast unknown. And for a lot of us, it feels very dark. I'm used to working with charts and blackboards and things like that, but I don't think linearly. I think in terms of circles and so on. So if I were to put a circle here and a circle over here, I would put this one, for lack of a better term, as the world of religion and culture. The world of religion and culture is a tough place to live right now. The world of religion and culture always makes us feel as though we are not enough just the way we are. I think yesterday we got 22 catalogs in the mail. And advertising is constantly bombarding us with images. And the images, we don't realize when we're looking at it, the images are all done with models and all kinds of amazing things so that the image in front of us looks to us to be absolutely perfect. And it invites us to part with our wallets and our money. I mean, people were out at Prime Outlets at midnight shopping. What is this about? Something about us is diminished. And we're reaching for that future place, that present place, that gives us a sense of being real, of being valued, of being loved, of being cherished. And so we go to Circuit City and we buy junk and we give it away. And as this season groans on and our money heads to corporate America, there we are. And when it's all over, we are as we are right now, feeling diminished. And besides that, now we have bills to pay. My friend Bishop Spohn used to say, on Christmas morning, the Thalhimer family used to all gather around the Hanukkah bush and sing, "What a Friend We Have in Jesus." And part of that diminishment is fear. Part of it is a culture in which we don't see the authority of our own life held up for us so that we can make choices that we know are the healthy ones for us. More and more we seem to be diminished by going into the bank and nobody ever knows who you are, that kind of thing. Some of us have, you know, lived too long anyway. We remember all these things where it was a kind of a cordial universe, you know, and we knew what to do and where to go. And that's another sense of the diminishment is when we go in and to the bank where we've banked for 25 or 30 or longer, and we have to present our ID because nobody there knows who we are. Everything has turned into a task. It's just something that somebody does. There's no relationship behind it. There's no sense of continuance. There's no sense. And that's all in this circle over here. What is it that makes me feel diminished? And many of us come from religious traditions that are all about making you feel diminished. You go in and there's somebody that's going to scream at you and make you feel bad about who you are. There's a lot of history of that in this room, I'm sure, and I see heads going up and down right now. Jesus didn't make people feel bad. Buddha didn't make people feel bad. They were spiritual leaders because they could stand in the middle of their culture and not have to run back into somebody else's life of faith in order to bring forth something that was life-giving. This is a hard thing for us to develop, because we're so used to coming out of this kind of sense of, you know. I remember being in seminary 100 years ago and thinking some of this stuff. And then suddenly they give you a collar and put you out and you turn into everything that you don't really like. The tradition in religion is indoctrination. I will tell you what this is about. I will tell you who you are. And I will define you in this moment. These are the... And we're so used to that, we just keep doing it. I thought to myself, you know, one of these times, the whole Unitarian group, you know, we'll all get up and we'll go to the Presbyterian church up the road and we'll set them free. Because we're used to that now. We'll find some weapons and you know, we'll pull together some things and we'll just go up and take them over. We've been taken over by culture. We've been taken over by, and that's just how it is. It isn't bad or good. It just is what it is. But for some of us, we've reached the point where the darkness is a little bit heavy and a little bit difficult, and we don't know where to go because we don't have the words to get us through the transition into the next phase, into the next step. I loved the title that Coyote Run gave its performance this year, Tending the Fire. Is that right, David? That's what these people were doing. They're tending a fire. And I think to myself, when I think of this, I think of this group of actors together working, or this group of characters together, and I wonder if there isn't another whole group sitting somewhere else saying, you know, If you'd bought that 57 car like I told you, you wouldn't have had all these problems now. We're going to go out and set off a few bombs. And all the answers that we've had are still there. But some of us need to leave the old answers behind and say, yes, you served me, but you don't serve me any longer. I need to be by the fire. I need to be with others who will tell the story to me about who they are and where they want to go. I need to hear stories about hope. I need to be mirrored in a way that helps me grow and doesn't diminish me. And that's this other circle. Spiritual literacy is about letting go. It's about letting go of control and realizing that the universe is going to move on. And all the things that I can think I can do, all the times I can put my feet on the brakes, aren't going to stop anything. That reality is reality. And the sooner we come to accept that just the way it is, the more comfortable we're going to be. If we don't accept reality for what it is, we continue to struggle. We continue to hurt. We continue to run away from the fire and not toward the new light that's to come. In the circle over here, there isn't indoctrination as much as there is conversation. We learn to listen to one another. We learn to value one another's stories. We learn to listen deeply into human life. Not to try to defend anything, but simply to be there with somebody else. Thich Nhat Hanh writes brilliantly about all of this material. And I commend his writing to your work. Letting go. We don't know anything. Come on, we really don't. And the great spiritual writers all say that. There's a point at which we simply must let go of everything we know, stand in the present moment and say, I haven't got a clue what's going on. To begin to see life as always abundant, this is a tough one. The spiritual teachers like to say, food, clothing, shelter. Those three things. That's all you need. Anything beyond that is self-deception. What is it that we really need? How can we examine who we are? And how can we do that in a safe place where nobody's going to criticize us, make us feel bad? My older daughter's mother-in-law is an old-fashioned German Lutheran. And I said to her one time, what do you want to hear when you go to church? I mean, she thinks I'm from another planet. That's fine, I am. She says, so what do you want to hear when you go to church? She says, I want to go out feeling guilty. Irma Bombeck said, guilt is the gift that keeps on giving. She wants to go out feeling bad. She wants to go to church and just get bullet hole shot through her consciousness. That doesn't help me anymore. If I'm going to learn to let go and let go of control, I need to learn what it means to breathe, what it means to be present, what it means to just relax. Can I go anywhere and just relax and not be afraid? These are all tasks of the people, opportunities for the people who gather by the fire. There's something in us that doesn't want to let go of that diminished sense. We're used to it. We've been so much a part of that for so long. But if we can come to the fire with others who feel that and know that, people who can help us accomplish the transition in our own life, who can feel with us the need to transition and move to the light, who are hopeful of the light, who can tend the fire with us, we will move on, as we always do. But in moving from this model to this model is this place of the fire and the group. My hope is that this church, this congregation, this fellowship is a place of that. And I see that constantly being evoked as we live together and work together. To move from here to here means to let go of a lot. It means to be aware that my life in my present moment is always new. It's always different, and it's always unique. I can't come up and say it's ever been like it was. It's all new now. Anthony DeMello is a writer whose work I admire. He's part Indian and part Roman Catholic, and he's managed to blend the tales of one tradition with the work of another. He's a really first-rate guy. He says, if you're going to make the transition, you've got to do this. He says, you've got to drop something, if you can't drop everything. You've got to drop the illusions, all the things you think are right. You don't have to add anything to your life in order to be happy and relaxed. You've got to keep dropping things. At its base, life is easy. Life is delightful. It's only hard on the illusions that we cherish. It's hard on our ambition. It's hard on our greed. It's hard on our cravings. Some people say that today is the day when the cold will come and never go away, when the bird will fly and the wind will blow, but something deep inside me says, it can't be so. I want to celebrate. Make a celebration. Savor each sensation. Something deep inside says, beneath the snow, there's a tiny seed, and it's going to grow. I want to celebrate. The tiny seed is ours to hold, ours to cherish, and ours to share.